enough like Goblin to deceive the Taglianai. Eventually somebody would discover that Smoke no longer was in the palace. Probably later. By accident. When somebody stumbled through the network of confusion spells surrounding the room where Smoke had lain hidden for years. Somebody would be the Rati Shadra. She and Uncle Doge are the only people, besides me and Croker and One-Eye, who know Smoke is still alive, if unutterably lost in the land of coma. He's more useful now than he ever was when he was conscious, and the secret court wizard. Smoke had been as thoroughly craven as it's possible for a human to be. We reached the landing. One-Eye damned near dropped his end of the litter. He was in a hurry to take a break.
"Let me know when you're ready," I told him.
"You don't got to go smart-assing me, kid,"
he muttered a few words in a dead tongue, which was totally unnecessary and entirely for show. He could have said the same thing in Taglian and have achieved the same result, which was that a globe of shimmering swamp gas materialized above his ugly hat. Did I say anything?
"You don't got to talk, kid. You're grinning like a shit-eaten dog."
But he was puffing too hard to keep it up.
"Old fart's heavier than he looks, isn't he?"
He was. Maybe because he was all lard after 4 years of sleep, getting his sustenance as soup and gravy and any other sludge I can spoon down him. He's a mess to take care of. I would let him croak if he wasn't so damned useful. The company wastes no love on this man. Maybe I like him better unconscious than conscious, though we never butted heads personally. I've heard so many horror stories about his cowardice that I can't say much in his favor at all. Well, he was a modestly effective fire marshal when he was awake. Fire is an enemy Taglios knows far more intimately than any remote Shadow Master. If he hadn't been such a chicken shit and gone over to Long Shadow, he wouldn't be in the sad shape he is now. For reasons unclear, even to One-Eye, Smoke's comatose spirit is anchored to his flesh very loosely. Making a connection with his ka, which is what they might call it around here, is easy. It takes instructions well. I can connect with him, detach from my flesh and ride him almost anywhere to see almost anything. Which is why he's so special to us today. Which is why it's so critical to keep everything about him under wraps. If we succeed in this dark war, victory will come largely because we can walk with the ghost.
"I'm ready to go,"
One-Eye said. "You come back fast for an old fart."
"You keep running your jaw, kid. You're never gonna get a chance to find out what it's like to be old enough to deserve respect, but not to get none from pops like you."
"Don't go picking on me because Goblin ran out on you. Where the hell is that stunted mouse turd anyway?" I knew. Or thought I knew. I walk with the ghost. One-Eye didn't need to know, though, so I didn't clue him in. "Lift the damned litter, Limber Dick.
I just know you're going to enjoy life as a polecat, kid."
We hoisted the litter. Smoke made a gurgling sound. Foamy spit dribbled from the corner of his mouth.
"Hustle up. I need to get his mouth cleaned out before he drowns himself."
One-Eye saved his breath. We clumped down the stairs. Smoke began making strangling noises. I kicked the door open and went through without looking outside first. We got into the street.
"Put him down," I snapped.